Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. It's adventure today, so stay tuned for your advanced class as we talk about zip lines from mild to wild. Thank you for being with us today because we're having an interesting article that's under the subject of adventure. Adventure is lots of fun, isn't it, Lois?
Oh, it sure is, and I think people have a more sense of adventure these days, Doris, than they did years ago, that's for sure.
And we also have in our panelists today, we have Campbell, who is on some of our other programs. Campbell, thanks for coming.
No problem. I love being on Advanced.
Now, Campbell, have you ever done anything like zip lining?
I have. A few years ago, I took a trip to Thailand, and a few of my friends and I did the zip lines. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, so you're going to be able to help us on this lesson. And we have Joanna, who also writes one of our articles for our adventure stories in Studio Classroom and others. And you like to travel. You're an adventurous, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pretty adventurous.
Okay. If a person likes adventure, they call them adventurous, don't we?
That's right.
Think most of us in this room are adventurous. I've ridden on logs up in the woods that come down, you know, in Hualien from the mountains to the, you know, but that's different. That's not a zip line. That's when they cut the logs and bring them down the mountains. That's kind of fun, too.
Really?
Have you ever done that?
No, that sounds like
that's adventure.
A lot of fun.
Okay, well, this is from mild to wild, so we're going to talk about that. And the choice of thrills is yours. So are you ready for adventure?
I think so.
Definitely.
I am.
Yeah, we are. And everybody is ready for this. There are lots of names in here. What kind of names do we have for these different adventures? What do they call them?
Well, we have different zip lines that you can go down. There's a peregrine plunge, and there's the rattlesnake, and the panther pounce, and the zip line safari. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Wow, it seems like they named them after these animals that are really kind of adventurous animals, too. And we're going to find out where you can do it, what it is. But what is a zip line?
A zip line is a sort of ride you can go on. There's a cable that hangs from one point to another point high in the air, and you get strapped into a harness and hang from that cable. And once you let go, you zip along. It goes pretty fast, and you just ride your way down that cable to the other side.
Now, why would people want to do something like that, Campbell?
It's just a lot of fun. I think for me, it was that rush of feeling like you're hanging by the cable, and that's the only thing between you and
whatever's down there,
whatever's down at the bottom. Well.
And you've done it, Lois?
I've done a zip line swing where you put four people in this wide swing, and it zips really fast down, and the ride seems like you're scared to death because you're really up high, and then you're down, but it's on a zip line as well. But what I find really interesting is my very good girlfriend, she got her 80-year-old father to do it on a zip line.
And he didn't have a heart attack?
He didn't.
Oh. She was taking a big chance there.
Okay.
Well, let's find out more about this. And I think what we're going to do right now is look at page 22, if you have your magazine, or if you're looking at it your iPad, you can open up the app for Advanced Class, and you can look over the magazine and find out where we're going to read right now, the first column on page 22.
Zip lines. From mild to wild, the choice of thrills is yours. It could be peregrine plunge, smooth and straight, and at 1,300 feet, the longest zip line in Florida. Or the rattlesnake, which turns and dips so it feels like the zip line hangs beneath a roller coaster track. There's panther pounce, a straight drop to the ground, and the zip line safari, with 7 zip lines and 2 suspension bridges that take almost 2 hours to complete. Forever Florida is a 4,700-acre wildlife conservation area that includes a working cattle ranch and the Alan Broussard Conservancy, as well as the Adventures. It is about an hour's drive from Orlando. In addition to the zip lines, it offers safaris by horseback, a recumbent bicycle attached to a cable 25 feet above the ground, and a coach that is more like a swamp buggy.
Well, it sounds like kind of different vocabulary there. They're talking about something that might not make sense if you've never done this before. But I think we can understand what they're talking about. But they said the first one here, the peregrine plunge, it's very smooth, it's very straight. That sounds good, but it's pretty high, isn't it?
Well, it's 1,300 feet long, and it's the longest zip line in Florida. So it sounds like a lot of fun, actually, to go from one end to the other like that. That'd be crazy.
Wow. It is quite a bit, and it says it's kind of like hanging beneath the roller coaster track. Now, the roller coasters kind of go up and down and around. This is supposed to be a straight line, so how can it be like that? I don't know.
Well, I think we'll find out about that later. It's got a hard track that it follows, and you kind of run around on it. Instead of going straight, you kind of go back and forth and back and forth on it.
Does that sound like fun to you, Joanna?
No, it doesn't at all. I would prefer the peregrine plunge. I actually have a phobia of dropping suddenly, the sensation of dropping, like on a roller coaster. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. So I would only go on the mild zip lines, the straight ones.
Okay.
I would not go on the rattlesnake, and I would not go on the panther pounce, which is apparently a straight drop to the ground. That does not sound like fun to me.
What about the one that's called a safari? It's like you're out in the desert or something. You have 7 zip lines and 2 suspension bridges, and it takes 2 hours. Mm. That's a little too much, isn't it? What do you
think,
Lois?
It's a long time. I kind of would like to do it, but maybe if it was only about an hour long.
Right. Maybe they
cut
it a little shorter.
Yeah, 2 hours seems a little too much for me. And there'd be other things at this park I'd want to go see and spend my time on.
Yeah, the zipline thing I did in Thailand was similar to this. There was many, many platforms, and it took several hours. It took about 3 hours for us to complete the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
my goodness.
We were going from platform to platform over the jungle, so about 100 meters in the air. It was
Were
crazy.
You scared?
It was scary, but once you get out into the air, it's kind of exhilarating. It's a lot of fun.
Did you think you were Superman?
I did. I kind of, spread my arms and felt like I was flying.
Well, I think that's kind of fun underwater when you're scuba diving, because you get down in the ocean and you just kind of go all around, just like you're floating down there. But I kind of like the water better than being up in the air. I don't know. What about you? They're both fun.
I prefer that. Although I'm with Campbell on how exhilarating it feels once you're actually on the line. Flying through the air, it's not as scary as what you fear. The hard part is walking off the platform.
Right. I think the scariest part is actually stepping off that platform. But once you're in the air, it's fun.
Well, that's what we're going to find out about. Some of these people that did this had a little problem doing that. But there is one there in Florida. Now, Florida has a big Disneyland, and they have all kinds of things to go to. If you want to go to Florida, that's the place to do all these adventures, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff for yourself or for your children or whatever the case may be. You're right, Doris, especially in the Orlando area.
That's right. But this Forever Florida is the name of this one, and it's a 4,700-acre wildlife conservation area. So there's a lot of wildlife there, and they're saving, like elephants and bears and things like that. And so I suppose you get to maybe see some of those. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a working cattle ranch, which means that it still functions as a cattle ranch where they raise cows and bulls and things like that. So you can go there, and they take care of animals, and you can see how they are taking care of these animals and the wildlife in that area.
Well, then there's what they call a conservancy, what would that be?
Imagine it's a place where they're maybe focusing on endangered animals or animals that could potentially become endangered. And when you conserve something, you try to save it.
Right. So they have these conservancies where they try to do that. And this is probably named after somebody called Alan Brossard. Either they donated the money or something. So that's what there's a lot of big names in here. So don't worry too much about the names. Think about what you can do there. And as you were just mentioning, Lois, a lot of that is around Orlando, which is kind of central in Florida. That's where Disney World is and everything.
Yeah, I've spent some time there, Doris, and it's really nice to just kind of go there and do all the different attractions. I call them attractions or adventures there. And then near the end of your vacation, go have some beach time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Florida is a kind of a vacation land. People like it. And the climate is more like Hawaii or San Diego or South Taiwan or
Malaysia. Very humid in the summer,
right?
Just so our listeners know.
But when you go there, there are a lot of things you can do, Lois, like you said. Besides the zip lines, they have what they call safaris. We think of those out in the desert or in Africa. But what are those like?
Well, they have them on horseback, which means that you ride horses through this safari. They also have a recumbent bicycle attached to a cable 25 feet above the ground. Now, recumbent here means that it's something that you do lying down.
Wow.
So you're riding this bicycle while you're lying down, which is kind of interesting.
I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that?
I think I've seen, it's difficult to think of when I'm reading it, but I think I've seen something like that. Instead of a normal bike where you lean forward to get your balance, there are some bikes where you lean back
right. And
pedal like
your feet, your legs are in front of you and not so much
underneath.
That's
a little scary too.
Yeah. I have seen it. It is very different looking. It kind of reminds me of people getting in the luge at the Winter Olympics.
Except you're 25 feet above the ground.
Yeah. And it's called like a coach. It's more like a swamp buggy. And if you're not used to the swamps, you don't even know what a swamp buggy is. So there's a lot of what I would call foreign terms in here to our everyday life.
Right.
They're adventurous types of terms, aren't they?
Yes, they're a little bit specific to this article.
Right. In fact, it tells us what a swamp buggy is here. What does it say for us?
Well, a swamp buggy is a vehicle with raised wheels used to travel across muddy ground and through shallow water. We see a picture of a swamp buggy there on page 22. It says Billy Swamp Safari. So I wonder, that's what they're riding through in this Forever Florida Wildlife Conservation.
Okay, so these are just different things that you can do there. And if you like to be outdoors and be adventurous, it sounds like a good place to go. Well, they usually have pretty good weather there, though, don't they, in that area?
That's right. There's not a lot of rain. You can count on really nice days to be out and about and doing things and playing the part of a tourist or traveler.
Right. Well, do you think there's anything else we need to know about that before we go to the next paragraph? I think we've covered it pretty well. What
yeah.
do you think?
I think we're ready to move on.
Well, let's move on then, and let's read the second column on page 22.
Zippity-doo-dah. On a sunny day last month, six staffers from Visit Orlando and one Miami Herald reporter visited Forever Florida to try out the new zip lines. All but two had ridden zip lines before this excursion. One of the newbies, a calm and adventurous fellow, volunteered to be the first to ride the rattlesnake, which uses a rigid spine instead of a cable that sends the rider on a zigzag up and down route through the trees. The man's colleagues watched as he stepped out onto the platform about 70 feet above the ground, got his harness checked, and was attached to the zipline. "Now just lift up your feet and sit in the harness," the attendant told him. "He's going to scream," one of them said as the rider approached a dip, and a few seconds later he did, although it was more like a yelp as he got a little bounce from the dip.
Well, we'll have to find out what this zippity thing is here. This is really a little bit scary, I think.
Yeah, we hear a story of an adventure that the writer had. On a sunny day last month, she and several others went to this Forever Florida to try out the new zip lines.
Right, and then they also had one person from the Miami Herald, a reporter. They visited this place. And what's the name of the place?
Forever Florida.
Forever Florida, okay. And you want to mark that up. You can probably look it up on the web and find out more about it. But they went to try out some new zip lines. Mm-hmm. Now, were they used to doing this kind of thing, Joanna?
Well, it says that all but two had ridden zip lines before this excursion. Excursion being a trip, sort of like a field trip if you're a student or, you know, an adventure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So all but two means that all of them, except for two of the people, so we have
six staff
and one from Miami Herald, so that's seven people. So we have five of them have done these zip lines
right.
before.
And one of the newbies, that's kind of an interesting word here. A newbie is just, what, somebody that's never done it before, right?
That's right. It's new to them, right?
A newbie.
Yes, someone who's just started doing an activity or a job.
Mm-hmm. Do we use that word very much? Not too much, do we?
It's kind of slang, I think.
Yeah.
I don't use it that much.
No, yeah. But you have to know what it means.
Yeah. Right. If you have a new person at job, you know, at
the office. Use it back where I'm from, but yeah.
We say rookie sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a person who's new at playing baseball, we call them a rookie.
Right.
Sometimes you'll call people a rookie. Yeah. A newbie is kind of the same idea.
I think I hear noob more.
A noob?
Yeah,
that's slang.
Have you heard noob?
I don't know. Yeah, that's slang.
It's from the same word. I just hear noob more.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they haven't done it before. But he was a very calm but adventurous fellow. So he said, okay, I've never done this, but I'm going to be the first one to ride the rattlesnake.
Yeah.
That's not me. I'm going to be the last one. After Joanna.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The rattlesnake is scary.
It sounds fun to me. I mean,
Well, I mean, here we
hear the description of the rattlesnake. It's different than other zip lines. It's not a straight shot. It goes back and forth, and it goes up and down, kind of like a roller coaster. And instead of a cable, it uses a rigid just means hard, a hard spine. So it kind of creates this path that you're zipping down.
I'm thinking I might want to be first just to get it over with.
What would you be up there in the first place is the question.
Zigzag up and down through the trees. Well, it reminds me of, you see, when these people go skiing in the mountains sometimes, and you see these skiers going down a mountain very fast, but the trees, and they go zigzag.
Yeah.
You think they're going to hit the trees. At least if you're up in the air, you're not going to hit the trees.
Well, you might hit the tops.
Yeah. But it does go zigzag around instead of just straight down.
And I've hit a tree when I've been downhill skiing once.
Oh, my goodness.
I never did it again.
Right. But it's a new kind of a thing. And so he said, okay, I'll be the one to try this. So look at line 10, then what happened?
Well, the man's colleagues, his coworkers, watched as he stepped out onto the platform about 70 feet above the ground, got his harness checked, and was attached to the zip line. He's the first, and they're all watching to see what he'll do.
70 feet above the ground. Mm-hmm. And when you're standing there looking down, it looks kind of far, doesn't it? So they have kind of a harness. Now, we think of harnesses. I think about horses having harnesses on them. Or when you take your baby out, sometimes when you put him in a baby carriage, you put a harness on him.
Right, yeah.
Or a dog for a walk or something like that. But we don't usually wear harnesses. When do people wear harnesses?
Well, they wear harnesses for safety. We see construction workers wear harnesses.
People working on buildings and
when you're high up, it kind of straps you in so in case you fall.
I noticed when I'm at my parents' condominium, the guy who cleans their windows always has a harness on, and I noticed that here in Taipei as well.
Right. Yeah. So they would probably do that. But his harness then was checked to see that it was okay, and it was attached to the zip line. So it seems like, you know, he's quite well taken care of, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think the safety aspect is considered, that's for sure.
So what does he have to do? All he has to do is what, Gamble?
The attendant told him, lift up your feet and sit in the harness. So that's kind of what you do when you get on these platforms for the zip line. You pick up your feet and then you kind of sit back and then that will just jet you forward and you kind of go down.
Sounds easy.
I was thinking if I'm on this and it's 70 feet above to the ground, I want the trees to be like 60 feet from the ground up to me so it only looks like there's 10 feet difference.
But I don't know about that part of it. But I just the idea that you have to lift up your feet and sit in the harness and that last kind of thing would be a little bit scary, especially if you've never done it before, I would think, wouldn't you?
It's very scary. I've done it a couple of times. Each time I had a wonderful time, and I was so happy I did it when I was done. But it is so hard to step off the platform.
Right. Because, I mean, seriously, you only have that cable right above your head. That's the only thing that's holding you up.
But, you know, what I was telling you a long time ago when I lived over in Hualien on the East Coast, we didn't have this kind of a cable, but they had cables and a little platform that goes up to, they cut down the trees and they would put them on this platform and it would be on cables and go down the mountain. Well, the thing is when you're up at the top, And you have to get on this little thing like a platform. There's a space in between, and it keeps rocking back and forth. And we had to step over and get on that. And I know exactly how we felt. There's this whole mountain you could fall down, and this little thing's going back and forth, and a little space in between, and there's no harnesses or anything.
That
you just
would
step
be scary.
Over. That was a little bit scary when I think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I could do this. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you could.
If I've done that, I guess I could do this.
Yeah.
But
it's
just this idea, you know, that little space. What if it moves when you're getting on it? You got 1 foot here and one there.
Oh, and no harness?
It's a little scary. No harness. Well, yeah, we didn't have harnesses.
Yeah,
you know?
It does sound scary to me.
That was a little bit scary, yeah. But, you do it because you have to do it. But he looks like he's going to scream. He's going to scream, one of them said. So lift up your feet. And then the rider approached this little dip. And a few seconds later, what happened?
They hear a scream, but it was more of a yelp as he got a little bounce from the dip. So we just picture this man going down, and then all of a sudden you hear,
Yeah, they heard him. Huh? I don't know why they have a picture of an alligator on the top. That's kind of scary. Like, I hope there were no alligators down there waiting for him.
I keep thinking that's part of Florida, though.
I know it is. I hope there's no alligators down below scaring that guy when he got on there. I think that's the part of the Florida part, because there's a lot of cute pictures on here. There's bears and alligators. I think that's just advertising Florida, more or less. But the idea of getting on this, at least he's got this harness on him. And I think he feels pretty secure, don't you think so?
Those harnesses are pretty solid, like they're very sturdy. They're made with really strong rope and metal clips and everything. So when you put one on, it's holding you. It's not like you're hanging by one little loop. You're hanging, you have a lot of support on your hips, your back, your waist, everything. And you have the rope in front of you that you can hold on to if you want.
Yeah.
You know, I think before I do something like that, I might get on the internet and I might Google this question and say, how many people have been in this when the harness broke? Just to see what they have. And if they say nobody, I'd feel better. But, you know, you wonder what the statistics are, how safe. And they're probably just as safe as walking down the streets of New York and all the traffic. Who knows?
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Kemp?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun when we did it in Thailand. Although I have to say the attendants in that place in Thailand, they were kind of they like to play around with my wife. They could tell she was really nervous. And so she said, oh, so how long have you been working here? He says, today's my first day.
No. That would really scare me.
And she was like, oh, my goodness. Later on, we found out he's been working there for 10 years.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, is this thing guaranteed? Well, we fixed it last year. I mean, ever since the guy fell off last year.
Right, yeah.
They like to tell scary stories, don't they?
That's right. Keep you entertained.
I know. Well, I don't know if it's very entertaining, but they really did it. So that's where we're starting out, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. But let's just kind of see what we've talked about today. We've talked about a sport. Now, this sport, what do you call the sport? Zip lining.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it zip lining?
Zip lining, yep.
Zip lining. I wonder how that sport compares to bungee jumping, because bungee jumping, you also have a line and you jump off of something, but that's kind of the same idea. You have a harness too, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
It's different though. I know so many people that have done zip lines, but I hardly know anybody that's done bungee jumping. So obviously one's a lot scarier than the other.
Well, bungee jumping, it seems to me when you jump off of a bridge over a river or something, that the jolt could be hard on your body,
right.
You know, I mean, force. Whereas this, yeah. I think the harness keeps you more secure. I don't think this hurts your body, does it?
Well, I think there's two main differences. One being a bungee jump, you're attached to a cord, a bungee cord, and bungee's the word for a type of cord that has a lot of elastic in it. So it's very stretchy. And when you jump off with a bungee jump, you stretch that cord. So it's not like a hard stop. You spring back, and you actually bounce several times.
It's the springing back that's scary.
Yeah.
The second difference, of course, is that a bungee jump is what we call a free fall, which means you're dropping into thin air until that rope catches you.
Mm-hmm.
And zip lining is safe. You're hanging. You're hanging from a line the whole time,
right.
And you are harnessed in. And
sounds better.
Unless your zip line is broken, there won't be any free falls.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think I'd go for that. Wouldn't you, Lois?
Yeah, definitely. The zip lining, I can tell you right now, I will never bungee jump.
Never say never.
Yeah, that's right. But it says the choice of thrills is yours. And even in the zip lining thing, this is, of course, more complicated. But even when we were children, we used to have these things that you could go places a long time ago where you could attach them. They would get on something and you would sit in a chair and they would pull a rope and pull you up to the top of the tree. And there would be a line like this to another tree, might be even over a little canyon or something, and then go to the other side and they'd pull you over. And that was kind of very primitive. That was a long time ago. But they always did stuff like this. People love to do things like that. Yeah. And so this is just kind of more modern way, probably safer now, do you think?
Oh, for sure. I think with the harnesses and they make you wear helmets.
It's more sophisticated.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Okay, if any of you have done it, you might send us a little note on our Facebook page and let us know, see what you think about it, and tell us what your experiences were and share it with the rest of the class. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, if you've had a really horrible experience with the zip line.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Okay. Well, if you have any pictures, we would love to see those pictures.
Yeah. Right. Send them in, right?
Yeah. Go send them in. We'd be happy to see them.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking about this more tomorrow. And it's an interesting article because I think life is like an adventure, and sometimes we have to just go and jump off of things we're not sure about too, but just get your harness on before you do it.
Exactly.
So find out all the things, the dangers, before you jump into something. And remember that we expect to see you again every day in our advanced class. So we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then,
bye-bye.
Bye.